It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Tuitopolis High School, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. As the Indians play the Tuitopolis Wooden Shoes in a first-round game of the 2018 Effingham Tuitopolis Boys Basketball Christmas Tournament. I'm Steve Anderson. Glad you're with us. Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope your Christmas holiday was a good one. And you're ready for some hoops over the next 3 days as the Indians begin this three-day tournament. Again, with a first-round game against the host at this site, the Tuitopolis Wooden Shoes. This tournament is in its sixth year. It's a 16-team tournament. It's the first year they've had bracketed play. In the previous years, it'd been pool play, but now they have gone to 16 teams and gone to brackets. Part of the tournament is being played. Eight teams are in action at Effingham High School, while the other eight are in action here at Tuitopolis. And this is the final game of the first round of the tournament. Here are the scores from the earlier games. It was Lincoln Way East defeating Altamont in game one by a score of 47-34. And Central A&M knocked off Antioch in game two, 82-55. So tomorrow at 12:30 here at Tuitopolis, it'll be Lincoln Way East against Central A&M in the game just completed here, a thriller that went right down to the end. It was Pleasant Plains holding off Chicago Brooks by a score of 44-41. So Chicago Brooks will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock against the loser of this contest between the Indians and Tuitopolis. And the winner, of course, will go on to play Pleasant Plains. That'll be at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And if you're an Indian fan, you're hoping that action will happen during the afternoon rather than the late morning for the Indians. Indians come in with a record of 5-5. The Indians haven't played for 1 week. A week ago tonight, they were winners against Vincennes Reveille, but they'll face a Tuitopolis Wooden Shoe Ball Club that has had a good year thus far. Tuitopolis 8-2. Folks, remember they finished second to Fairfield in the Basketball Capital Classic. And since then, they have gone on and had some success and are 8-2. And they'll face the Indians, who are 5-5. Bad news for the Indians. Noah Weger, who has been playing very, very well for the Indians, the 6'2 junior, is out tonight. We understand from head coach Randy Bishop he has turf toe, and so he'll be out tonight. Don't know when he'll be back. It's a day-to-day sort of a thing, and that sort of injury really is only helped by rest, so we'll see how he's able to recover from that. But that's a big part of the starting lineup for the Indians, some of their size at 6'2 inside with Noah Weger being out. He's also the second leading scorer for the Indians on the year. So that hurts the Indians' cause with Noah Weger being out here this evening. But they'll have to make up for it, and R.J. Nelms will get the start here tonight, the 6'2 senior. In fact, the Indians will be going with Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham in their starting lineup. Tuitopolis, well, I mentioned they're 8-2. They're under the tutelage of first-year head coach Chester Reeder. He formerly coached at Sullivan and is in his first year as head coach here of the Wooden Shoes, and he has some good size in the lineup. 6'7 Clint Weber will be in the starting lineup, along with 6'3 Mitch Hardick and also 6'6 Dawson Smith. So the Indians will have to battle down low here tonight, and I expect to see some zone out of Randy Bishop here tonight. We'll talk more about this game. By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We'll talk more about this game coming up after this from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Back here on the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson not with me tonight. He will be with me sometime later on this weekend, but couldn't make it tonight, so we hope that he's listening and enjoying the action here. Indians and the Tua Topless Wooden Shoes, two-storied basketball programs. These two teams have had great battles down through the years. Most recently, of course, the very good Indian teams of a few years ago battling Tua Topless in the Basketball Capital Classic. And, of course, that great team, the Brant Cochran, Harry Loeb team, had their season end at the hand of these guys in that memorable game at sectional final in Flora as they avenged a defeat by the Indians in the Basketball Capital Classic. The Indians won at Bridgeport in the title game that tournament. Big crowd on hand, as you would imagine. A lot of Tua Topless folks in here. Of course, we're right in Tua Topless. And some Indian fans have made their way up here for the action here this evening. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Tua Topless, Steve Anderson, Indian Basketball on Light 103 from the Effingham Tua Topless Holiday Basketball Tournament. Starting lineup for the Indians, number 3, Connor Odell, the 6-foot senior. He'll be in the lineup. R.J. Nelms replacing the injured Noah Weger will start, the 6'2 senior, number 5. Zeus Marsh, the 6'2 senior, number 10 in the starting lineup for Randy Bishop. Also in the lineup is number 32, Jordan Jones. He is a 6-foot junior. And also number 33, Blaine Winningham, in the starting lineup He is a 6'3 junior. So the Indians have Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham in the starting lineup. For the Tua Topless Wooden Shoes, again with a record of 8-2, the Indians 5-5. They'll start 6'6 senior, number 10, Dawson Smith. Also for the Wooden Shoes, they'll start 5'10 junior guard Luke Ungren, number 12. Also in the lineup for Chester Reader, number 14, Evan Wormert. He is a 6'2 sophomore, number 14. Number 20 for the Wooden Shoes will start. That's Mitch Hardick. He is a 6'3 junior, again number 20. And for the Wooden Shoes, Clint Weber in the starting lineup, the 6'7 center, number 12, and again number 20, number 24. I said number 12, that's incorrect. He's a senior, number 24. So for Tua Topless, it's Smith, Ungren, Wormer, Hardick, and Weber. The winner here will play tomorrow at 2 o'clock against Pleasant Plains. Again, an earlier winner, 44-41 over Chicago Brooks. The loser will play Chicago Brooks tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Indians and the Wooden Shoes. Glad you're with us here on this Thursday night for basketball. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals, the red and white trim. Tua Topless in the home white uniforms with the purple and yellow trim and the purple numbers. Tua Topless and Lawrenceville. Great battles between these two teams, as we mentioned in the pregame. Down through the years, two tradition-rich programs meeting once again here tonight in the first round of the tournament. The other games are being played at Effingham. It'll be Zeus Marsh jumping up against Big Weber, Clint Weber, and we'll get this game underway. And the tap is controlled by the Wooden Shoes. Indians going to start out man-to-man across the timeline. Is Luke Ungren, guarded by Connor Odell, right side on the wing to Hardick. Down low they go to Weber underneath, double team. Bounces it back, right side, three-pointer on the way, is off the mark, no good, by Smith. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Quickly up floor, right side to Nelms, right corner to Marsh. And we have a turnover on the Indians as Zeus stepped on the end line. And an Indian turnover quickly. 7:33 to go, opening quarter. No score here to a Topless High School. Here is Luke Ungren feeding it back out front. Ungren down the lane. Ball tipped away, but recovered out front by Evan Wormert, guarded by Odell. Right side on the wing to Dawson Smith. Smith in the middle, loses the handle. Indians have a break. Two on one. Nelms to Zeus Marsh. Right side jumper is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Wormert of Tua Topless. Good double teamed, almost a steal there by Winningham. Back out front. Now left side. Jumper is by Smith. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Weber underneath. Weber at 6'7, fall away from 8. No good, right side. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Shoes. It'll be Indian basketball. 6:51 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here. Tua Topless with some full court man-to-man pressure. Odell bringing it up against the pressure of Ungren. Left side deep on the wing to Nelms. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble. Top of the key. Long three by Zeus. Got it. Three ball by Zeus Marsh. And the Indians lead by a score of 3-0. 6:28 to go. Opening quarter. They feed it down low underneath to Weber. Right side of the baseline against Winningham. Goes over top of him. No good. Rebound controlled by Blaine. Nicely done. Bodied him up nice. Across the timeline, the Tribe, Jones, top of the key, and a double dribble by Jordan Jones, turning it over, and the Indians, the two early turnovers here. Got to value the ball against these guys. They're going to win on this floor. 3-0, 6:10 to go, opening period of play. Ungren across the timeline, leaves it for Smith. Smith back to Weber. Now they go left side on the wing to Dawson Smith, feeding it underneath on the baseline to Weber. Shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound up, no good. And a foul charged on the Indians. Boy, Clint Weber at 6'7 is going to be tough for the Indians to battle down inside, especially with the absence of Noah Wenger. Zeus Marsh and Blaine Winningham are going to have all they can handle with this big guy as he's at the free throw line. And his first one is on its way and good. And the wooden shoes are on the board. 3-1. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter of play. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded, however, by Hardick. Hardick feeds it back out front. Now left side in the corner. They feed it underneath now to Weber. He shoots and scores, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Actually, that was Dawson Smith. I stand corrected. Dawson Smith with the basket and a chance at a three-point play. Smith is 6'6 himself, so he'll be tough to handle down low also for the Indians. We're tied at three and a chance to break that tie for Dawson Smith. Free throw is up and in. And it's 4-3, full court pressure by T-Town. And it comes to Winningham, now to Nelms across the timeline, left side of the corner to Odell. Connor on the dribble, top of the key, backs it out now, feeds it right side on the wing to Nelms. Nelms in the right corner to Jones. Jones on the baseline, right side to Odell, dribbles out to the wing, lets a three-pointer go, off the mark, no good. Nelms the rebound, underneath to Marsh, lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with the basket, a nice pass there by Nelms, and it's 5-4 Indians, 5:15 to go in opening quarter. Down on the baseline, shot is blocked away from behind. Weber had his shot blocked away by Blaine Winningham, but Blaine charged with a personal foul. That's number two on him, and Randy Bishop wants a 30-second break. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's 5-4 Lawrenceville. This is a Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout, 30-second break, 5-4 Indians. This is Indian basketball.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Tua Top with Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians leading 5-4 at the free throw line. Shot up and rolls through for Clint Weber. Weber now with two. And it's 5-5. Another free throw on its way. Got it. Weber another free throw. 6-5. 5:09 to go here in the opening quarter. Skyler Toole into the game for the Indians. Here's Nelms down underneath. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Tuatopoulos. Long down court heave is off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:50 to go here in the opening quarter. Turnover on the wooden shoes. Indians trailing by one, 6-5. Here's Toole on the left wing. Now back out front to Jones. Jordan Jones on the dribble. Jones, top of the key to Odell. Left side to Nelms. Tries to go to the baseline, but nothing happening there. Top of the key to Jones. Fakes. Right side of the lane. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen away, but recovered by Jones. Feeds it left side to Toole. And it's blocked out of bounds. Leather sandwich handed out there by Mitch Hardick, the 6'3 Tuatopoulos player. And it's 6-5 as the Indians inbound at 4:23 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Marsh, top of the key. Left side to Jones. Thought about a long three. Now drives down the lane. Throws it up there off glass from 12. No good. Rebound is controlled by Smith. Down court quickly. Shot up and in by Hardick. Hardick with the basket. And Tuatopoulos has a three-point lead, 8-5. 4 minutes to go. Opening quarter here at T-Town. Marsh thought about a long three. Top of the key. Now to Jones, right side on the wing. Back to Toole. Now left corner to Nelms. Nelms looking to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now to Jones, right side on the wing to Nelms. Nelms, top of the key. Jones, a long three. Got it. Jordan Jones, who had a fine shooting night for the Indians. Aunt Rebay. Now we have a held ball in the possession arrow in favor of the Indians. I mentioned Jordan Jones had a fine night a week ago, shooting from three against Rebay. Here as he hits here early. Indians inbound against pressure. Here is R.J. Nelms bringing it up against the pressure. Left side on the wing to Nelms. Top of the key to Marsh. Long jumper, top of the key by Zeus is off the mark. No good. Rebound is controlled by Tuitopoulos, by Lucas Dries, who's into the game. They go down low to Weber. Fake shoots and scores. And a chance at a three-point play. When he gets the ball in that close, almost impossible to stop. And it's 10-8. Tuitopoulos. With 3:14 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Free throw on its way and good by Weber. That's 6 points now for him. Six of the 11 for Tuitopoulos. Tool across the timeline. Left side to Nelms on the wing. The left corner to Odell. Top of the key to Marsh at the high post. Left side to Tool. Skyler on the dribble. Backs it out now to Marsh. Top of the key, right side to Jones. Another three by Jordan. This one off the mark and no good, out of bounds. Foul away from the ball. Charged against Tuitopoulos. So it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. And it comes to Odell, top of the key. Left side to Jones in the corner. Now to Odell on the left wing. Feeds it to Jones in the corner. Fakes the three. Now backs it out. And the Indians will reload. Nelms, right side to Tool. Tool looks to the middle. 2:39 to go. First quarter. Tool down the baseline. And he's fouled on his way to the hoop. Stops the clock, 2:35 to go here in the opening period of play. Indians will inbound underneath their own basket. Trailing 11-8. Here's Connor Odell out front. Top of the key to Marsh, fakes the three. Zeus on the dribble, free throw line. Now back out to Nelms, top of the key. Odell on the right wing. Now left side they swing it to Nelms on the wing. Top of the key to Tool, right side to Jones. Underneath to Nelms, cutting to the hole. Fake shoots, has it knocked away. And brought down by Tuitopoulos, by Dries. And the wooden shoes go on the attack. With 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go, opening quarter, 11-8, T-Town. Here's a pass underneath, wide open, underneath against the zone was Clint Weber. Weber hovering over that zone. And it's 13-8, a five-point lead. Nelms from the corner, a long three off the mark, rebounded by Dawson Smith of Tuitopoulos. Dom bounce pass down low. Shot up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Nice pass to Mitch Hardick, who was able to lay it in. That's a length of the floor bounce pass. A beautiful pass that set him up. And a chance at a three-point play. And the Shoes have a seven-point lead with a minute 41 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Blaine Whittingham back into the game, saddled with two early fouls, replacing Nelms for the Indians. Indians can ill afford any foul trouble with the short bench without Noah Weger. Free throw on its way and good by Hardick. And it is 16-8. They double the score of the wooden shoes on the Indians. And again, they go into man-to-man pressure. And he comes to Whittingham across the timeline. Zeus Marsh on the right wing dribble, waits for his teammates. Now cut off, feeds it in the middle to Tool. Tool in the lane, feeds it back out to Jones. Left side to Odell, on the left baseline to Tool. And the Indians will back it out. Indians had a pretty good shot there, but decided not to take it from the baseline. Here's Jones on the right side, top of the key to Tool. Tool called for a walk. Indians a little tentative here as Cale Powell gets set to check into the game for the Indians. Randy Bishop goes to his bench here. Across the timeline come the wooden shoes. Left side on the wing to Lucas Dries. Between the circles, now they feed it underneath, and it's tipped in. Tipped in by Weber. Weber with a tip in, an unexpected tip in. He really wasn't expecting to get to the ball, but it tipped in off the rim. That's good to be his size. It's 18-8, a 10-point Tuitopoulos lead with 51 seconds to go, opening quarter. Jones down the lane, has the ball knocked away. Tuitopoulos with numbers, 2-on-1 to the lane, shot up and in by Dawson Smith. Smith with the basket. That's 5 for him. 20-8, a spurt by the shoes. with 34 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Indians need a hoop with 30 seconds to go. Winningham on the right wing goes to the baseline, spins, fakes, shoots, has it blocked away by Weber, but he got him on the arm. Foul charged on big Clint Weber of Tuitopolis, the 6'7 forward. Senior forward. Lane Winningham at the line for Indian free throws. With 24 and a half seconds to go. Free throw on its way and no good off the back iron. Indian basketball. Brought your way by People's State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. And by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 for coverage you can count on. Second free throw missed by Winningham, recovered on the rebound by the Wooden Shoes, and they'll go on the attack with 17 seconds to go and a 20-8 lead. In the right corner is Jordan Hardick, who's into the game. Another Hardick off the bench, a familiar Tuitopolis name. They feed it underneath now to Weber. Turns, shoots, no good. Gets his own rebound up and in. Weber with the basket. He's in double digits already with 12 points. 12 of the 22 belonging to the big guy inside as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, after one quarter, Tuitopolis 22, Lawrenceville 8. Back in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
The best in light favorites, at work or at home. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Tuitopolis, second quarter action underway. Steve Anderson, Indian basketball. Indians trail 22-8. Cale Powell across the timeline, almost slipped and lost the dribble. Now double team, dribbles away from it. Odell in the right corner. Jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Smith and the reach. Oh, a travel. Thought for a minute there, Zeus was going to be called for a reach in. But they said Smith traveled, so a turnover on the Shoes. 7:35 to go here in the second quarter of play. Indians inbound, Marsh in the left corner, on the dribble, on the wing. Fakes, now feeds it to Odell. Odell on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, loads up a long three, short off the front rim, rebounded by Smith up to Tuitopolis, quickly up floor to Wormert. Wormert feeding it out front to Hardick, Mitch Hardick. Now left wing pass to Dawson Smith. Top of the key, a long three off the mark. Taken out there by Evan Wormert off of an Indian out of bounds. It'll be Tuitopolis basketball at their offensive end. Just underway here in the second quarter, 7:04 to go, 22-8. Wooden Shoes underneath, wide open, a shot up and in by Weber. Weber having a field day down low against the Indians. And it's 24-8, a 16-point lead. 6:49 to go here in the quarter. Powell across the timeline, right side to Jones on the wing. Against the Tuitopolis man-to-man to Marsh. In the left corner to Powell on the dribble. Between the circles, right side now to Marsh. Now on the right wing to Odell. Top of the key to Marsh. Seuss down the lane, pulls up. Back out front to Winningham. Indians real tentative around the basket with the big guys inside. But you got to take those shots. But they're good ones. Here's Marsh in the corner, a long three, got it. Three ball by Zeus Marsh. And it is 24-11 to Tuitopolis. Drive down the right side, and the ball feeded to Weber underneath. Now tipped out of bounds by Marsh. It'll be Indian basketball. I should say Tua Topless basketball at their offensive end right in front of the Indian bench. Veteran head coach Randy Bishop. And it comes between the circles to Mitch Hardick. Hardick guarded by Odell. Top of the key now to Dawson Smith. Smith spins to the middle. Right side on the wing. Long jumper by Hardick is up and in. A two for Hardick. Inside. And with 5:44 to go, it is 26-11. Wooden Shoes. Now the ball intercepted. Bad pass by Powell. Two on two break. And to the line and showing to the basket is Tua Topless, and he ran over the defender. Cale Powell stood in there and took the charge off of Evan Wormert, so the Indians get a break there. Now Powell will check out, replaced by Nelms in the Indian lineup. 5:34 to go here in the second quarter, 26-11. And it comes to Marsh, loose across the timeline, left side dribble. Thought about a long three, now to Nelms, top of the key. Leaves it off for Jones, spins to the middle. Free throw line jumper is up, no good, but he's called for a travel. Indians turning the ball over with a little too much regularity here in this first half. As they trail 26-11, with 5:18 to go. Second quarter. Out front, Jordan Hardick. Feeds it in the corner, drive down the baseline. There is Weber again, laying it up and in. Clint Weber is too much for the Indians to handle here in this first half at 6-7. 5 minutes to go, 28-11. Here's Jones in the right corner, off to Odell on the right wing, on the dribble, between the circles, right side to Jones on the wing. Jones to the free throw line, left side to Nelms in the left corner. Odell tries to take the left baseline, throws it up there with the left hand, off no good. Rebound controlled by Wormert. Tia Topless wanting to run, now they turn it over as Wormert was out of control with the dribble and turned it over. Lucas Dries into the game, replacing Evan Wormert for first-year head coach Chester Reeder here at Tua Topless. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. 28-11. Jones, top of the key to Odell. Now Nelms down the lane. Free throw line cut off there. Feeds it right baseline to Winningham. His 18-footer well off the mark. Nelms the rebound. Fake shoots. Has it blocked away by Dawson Smith. Now to a Topless. Three-on-three break to Weber. His shot is up and no good, and he's called for a charge. He ran over the top of Jordan Jones, who stood in there and took the charge. And the Indians get the ball and a foul on Weber. He'll check out. Replaced in there by big number 50, Charlie Haney. They take one 6'7 guy out and they bring a 6'7 guy in. Haney, a senior, off the bench. Well, down across the timeline, ball hawked by Ungren. Now to Nelms on the wing, top of the key to Odell. Feeds it right side on the baseline to Winningham. Blaine feeds it underneath now to Jones, lays it up with the right hand and scores. First Indian basket, it seems like, in a long, long time by Jordan Jones. 28-13, now a foul on the drive down the lane on the Indians. Dawson Smith trying to take the lane. He was hacked and fouled. And it'll be Tua Topless ball out underneath their own basket. 3:53 to go here in the second quarter. 28-13. T-Town inbounding and intended for Haney, but knocked out by the hands of Zeus Marsh. Theotopoulos getting it in, right corner to Jordan Hardick. He brings it out front. Now to Lucas Dries. Cross-court skip pass right side to Dawson Smith. Drives down the lane, lays it up and in. Dawson Smith with the basket. That's seven now for him here in this first half, and it's 30-13 to Theotopoulos. 3:30 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key to Marsh on the dribble. Zeus left side to Jones. Jones cut off on the left baseline in the middle now to Odell. Floater up and in from about 12 feet for Connor Odell. His first basket of the evening. 30-15. Now to Theotopoulos has the ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll be Wooden Shoes basketball underneath their own hoop. 3:12 to go, second quarter. Indians with an uphill battle, trailing by 15. Almost a steal there by Nels, but gathered in near half court by Smith. Smith on the dribble to the free throw line, down the lane, lays it up with the left hand and scores. Smith right down the lane. Nobody stood in to stop him. Randy Bishop not happy about that defense. 32-15, Nelms down the lane, feeds it off to Marsh. His baseline jumper from about 15 off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Teotopoulos. And here is Luke Ungren coming to help out his teammate after he fell to the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Ball tipped away. Marsh with it. And a foul charged on Teotopoulos. Foul charged on Jordan Hardick as he tried to impede Zeus heading for that loose ball. Zeus lost a shoe and he'll have to get it back on here. Stopping the clock with 2:35 to go here in the second quarter play. 32-15. T-Town. Zeus marched at the line for Indian free throws. Number 10 on his back. Free throw on its way and good by Zeus. Marsh now with 9 points, 9 of the 16 Indian points. Second free throw up and in. 32-17. Here's a long down court heave and wide open underneath is Haney. Haney with the basket. Somebody left him wide open. I don't know how he can do that at 6'7", but he was. And it's 34-17, 17-point T-Town lead. Odell top of the key, left side to Nelms on the wing. Dribbles to the middle, feeds it right baseline. Blaine Winningham's jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by the Wooden Shoes. Brought down there by Dries. Left side, here's a drive to the basket by Smith. Up, no good, but a foul charged against the Indians. Looks like Randy Bishop's going to want a timeout here. Nope. Yeah, he is. He is going to call for a timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 2:03 to go, second quarter. People's State Bank scoreboard. Teotopoulos 34, Lawrenceville 17. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They have you covered medically from head to toe. And by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy. 2:03 to go, second quarter. Steve Anderson here in Teotopoulos. Indians trail 34-17. At the line is Smith for Teotopoulos. Dawson Smith, the 6'6 senior, and he misses the first free throw. The score remains 34-17. Skylar Toole getting set to check back in for the Indians. Second free throw up and in by Smith. Toole in for Odell in the Indian lineup. 35-17 to Teotopoulos with some full court pressure. Also Logan Williams into the game for the first time here tonight. Toole across the timeline, call for a travel. He was double teamed near half court. Didn't expect the double team. It jumped right out at him. And he was surprised by it and traveled. 1:57 to go, second period, 35-17 to Teotopoulos. Indians in man-to-man. Here is a ball taken away by Marsh. Zeus heading to the glass as it knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Getting a hand on it, Luke Ungren, as Zeus was getting ready to slam it home. But Ungren, give him credit, didn't give up on the play and got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop with a minute 43 to go in the second quarter, trailing by 18. 35-17. Indians will inbound. Underneath their own hoop. Marsh, the trigger man, looking to get it in. Does out front to Nelms between the circles. Nelms got it out there by Lucas Dries. Has the ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball and out of bounds. Last touched by Luke Ungren, the junior for T-Town. And it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Minute 34 to go, second quarter. And it comes to Williams. He loses the handle, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Evan Addis, who's into the game. Number four, first time we've seen him. 6'1", sophomore for Chester Reeder. Took over for Jason Hansen. Here in Tuitopolis, first-year head coach. Coached previously at Sullivan, Illinois. Now here at this hotbed of basketball, Tuitopolis. Indians will inbound. Marsh, the trigger man, looking to get it in. Does underneath, but he threw it right to Evan Wormert. Wormert now with a 3-on-2 break. Heads to the middle, puts it up from about 10 and got it to roll in. Evan Wormert with the basket. His first hoop of the night. And it's 37-17, a 20-point T-Town lead. Tool down the lane, try to feed it underneath to an Indian player he thought was there, but nobody was, and out of bounds. It'll be T-Town basketball. Marsh, Zeus checking out of the game, replaced in there by Jarrett Winkles. Indians with only two starters out there now. That's Nelms and Winningham. Across the timeline comes Luke Ungren. Now right side on the wing to Evan Wormert. Long three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound battle for and brought down by Lucas Dries. Now a scramble for the loose ball. Dries and Toole. Possession held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So it'll be tried basketball with 51.6 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Addis in for Haney. For Tuitopolis is Chester Reeder making liberal use of his bench, as is Randy Bishop here. 37-17, T-Town on top. And it comes to Skyler Toole. Toole across the timeline, ball hawked out there by Ungren. Has the ball knocked away, Winkles recovers. Left corner to Nelms, goes to the left baseline. Reverse layup, up and in! And a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Nice move there by R.J. Nelms to get his first basket of the night. And a chance at a three-point play. R.J. Nelms with a strong move on the baseline. One of the best moves we've seen from him all year. His free throw is on its way and good as he completes the three-point play. 37-20, a 17-point lead with 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Wooden Shoes on top here on their home floor in this Effingham Tuitopolis Holiday Basketball Tournament. Almost a turnover there by Ungren near the half line. Instead, they go out front to Addis. Now between the circles to Wormert. He looks at the clock, which shows 19 seconds to go. Wormert being ball hawked by Nelms near the half line. Now to Ungren. Ungren double team underneath. Here is Weber. His shot is no good. Rebound out of bounds and a foul charged on the Indians on the rebound with 6.3 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. Evan Addis will head to the line for Tuitopolis. Now Weber checks out, replaced in the lineup by Lucas Dries. They want the big guy to pick up a foul here in the last 6.3 seconds. Free throw by Addis is up and in. 38-20, 18-point lead. 6.3 seconds to go. Damon Parkman getting set to check in for the Tribe. Free throw up and in by Addis again. 39-20, Parkman in for Winningham. Full court pressure by the Wooden Shoes, and it comes to Nelms. 5 seconds to go. Nelms going to have to hurry as the ball knocked away near half, and the first half comes to an end. The ball out of bounds. A dominant first half for Teutopolis, as the Wooden Shoes are in control here on their home floor on the People's State Bank scoreboard here at halftime. Teutopolis 39, Lawrenceville 20. Indian basketball brought your way here on Light 103 WAKO. Well, we'll take a break and tell you more about this game. Come back with a halftime report. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 39-20 to Teutopolis on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bo's can bring you?
Yes, and Bo's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Indian basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Lawrence County Health Department. Complete wellness, body, mind, and community. Lawrence County Health Department. Also by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. And by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville. Famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game? This big crowd just entertained by a dance routine featuring Teutopolis dance team. It looked like some of the parents of the girls were out there. And they got a kick out of that. What we're not getting a kick out of is the score here at halftime. Teutopolis leads 39-20. It is time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bova's Pizza halftime report. I'm Steve Anderson. Teutopolis has been in control throughout this first half. Led 22-8 after one quarter play. And 31-20 here at the half. Unofficially, for Tua Topless. Leading here at halftime in the scoring for the Wooden Shoes is Dawson Smith. Actually, he doesn't lead in scoring, but he's in double digits. He has 10 points. Dawson Smith has 10 points. Clint Weber leads the Wooden Shoes in scoring, the big 6'7 center. He was virtually unstoppable. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 16 points. 16 points. Smith has 10 to lead the Wooden Shoes. Those are the two Wooden Shoes in double figures. Nobody in double digits for the Indians. Zeus Marsh leads the way. Zeus is in double figures. He has 10. I stand corrected. 2 3-pointers, a regular field goal, and 2 free throws for 10. And that's it for the Indians. They've been held to 20 points here in this first half. And Zeus Marsh, the only Indian player in double digits. Again, just too much size inside for the Indians. Weber and Smith have been the two main men. Dawson Smith at 6'6", Weber at 6'7". And they have taken it to the Indians inside and lead comfortably here at the half, again by a score of 39-20. Back with more after this from Larry Bob's Pizza and also Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at halftime, I'm Steve Anderson, Indian Basketball, and Light 103 from the Effingham Tua Topless 2018 Holiday Basketball Tournament. 16-team affair, day one, and play almost completed here at Tua Topless. In case you're just joining us and may have wondered what had happened in the earlier games, this is the final game of the first day. In the opener, it was Lincoln Way East over Altamont, 57-34. Game two had Central A&M over Antioch, 82-55. 44-41, Pleasant Plains a winner over Chicago Brooks. Pleasant Plains Ball Club is sitting right to my left over here, looking at this game, scouting, and seeing who they'll have to play tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And at this juncture, it appears that it's the Wooden Shoes, but we still have a half to go. And again, Pleasant Plains winning over Chicago Brooks in the final moments, 44-41. And of course here at halftime, it's Tua Topless 39, Lawrenceville 20. So again, if the Indians lose, they'll be back here tomorrow against Chicago Brooks at 11 o'clock. Should they rally in the second half and win this one, they would play Pleasant Plains tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. This has been the Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're back in a minute with the second half of action. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change, the needs of your hair change, your face shape changes, your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Teutopolis, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians with a big hole to climb out of. They trail by 19, 39-20 as we begin the Saponath action. Glad you're with us on Thursday night. Hoops. By the way, congratulations to the Red Hill Salukis. They've made their way to the championship game of the Dietrich Holiday Tournament. Dietrich just down the road here from Teutopolis. Wooden Shoes with the ball to begin the second half of play. They feed it underneath to Weber. Weber in the lane, triple teamed. Now has the ball knocked away, but he recovers. Left side for a three-pointer. Is off the mark, no good. Rebounded up and in by Wormert. Evan Wormert with his second basket, 4 points for him. And it's 41-20, T-Town. Skyler Toole down the lane, cut off. On the baseline, feeds underneath to Marsh. Reverse layup up and in by Zeus. Zeus Marsh with his second field goal of the night, 2-point field goal. Now at the other end, a foul charged on the Indians, a pushing foul. And to the line will go Luke Ungren for the Teutopolis Wooden Shoes. Free throw on its way and good by Ungren. It's his first point of the night. 42-22, a 20-point lead. Second free throw up and in by Ungren. 43-22. Toole bringing it up against the defense. Feeds it now to Marsh. Deuce, top of the key. Left side to Odell. Long three by Connor. Got it from the left corner. Connor Odell, a three ball. That's his first three of the night. Now a jumper at the other end, off the mark, taken there by Weber. Marsh runs down the loose ball, and he's undercut on his way to the basket by Luke Ungren. And it'll be Indian ball at side court right in front of head coach Randy Bishop. Indians with Jones, Toole, Winningham, Marsh, and Odell out there to start the second half. Again, no Noah Weger tonight. He's out with a toe injury, turf toe, and he's listed as day-to-day, as are we all. 6:51 to go, third quarter. Odell inbounding, does to Marsh. Zeus handling the ball out front, guarded in man-to-man by Dawson Smith. Now right side on the wing to Odell, feeds it in the middle now to Winningham, off to Odell, back to Winningham, two-man game, shot blocked away by Weber underneath. Ball saved in. Marsh has it. Lays it up. It's blocked away by Weber. The big eraser. Now Odell tried to steal it from behind. Knocked it away out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. No, I'm sorry. Teutopolis basketball. 43-25. Wooden Shoes. 6:25 to go. Third quarter. Right side pass on the wing to Mitch Hardick. Hardick feeding it top of the key to Weber. Left side on the wing to Ungren. Now back out top of the key to Wormert. Right side on the wing to Hardick. Mitch Hardick shot up and in. That was by Weber again. Another basket inside by the big guy. And it's 45-25, 20-point lead. Winningham spins against Weber, shoots over him and scores. Roll around the rim and down in for Blaine. That's his first basket of the night. 45-27. Now there is Weber missing it underneath. He went over the top of Winningham. Now blocked away by Blaine from behind. And we have a foul charged against Winningham. Boy, that tough big Weber down there. Indian kids are battling as hard as they can down there, but just too much size and wingspan underneath. Big number 24, Clint Weber, 6'7". Free throw up and in. When he raises those arms, he's bigger than that. His free throw is up and in. He's having a big night. And it's 46-27. Teutopolis. Free throw up and in again by Weber. 47-27, 20-point lead again. Odell almost lost it on the dribble. Gets it to Toole, came to help out. Now Toole is bumped and fouled by the wooden shoes out front. I think he was bumped by Dawson Smith. He was. Indians will inbound at side court. Trailing 47-27 by 20 points here at Tuitopolis. Odell, right side of the lane, feeds it to Jones. Jones off to Toole. Toole back out front to Jones. Thought about a long three at the free throw line. Now Toole will take a three off the mark. No good. Weber the rebound. Off to Ungren. Ungren feeding it down low, but it's intercepted by Winningham of the Indians. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, however, by Jordan Jones as he tried to gather the loose ball in. It'll be to a topless ball underneath their own hoop. 5:11 to go, third quarter, 47-27. Shoes. And it comes. Fall away jumper is in and out. No good by Dawson Smith. Rebounded by Toole. Skyler across the timeline on the right side dribble. Back out front to Odell. Top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Odell is second three. And he's going to need a lot more of those. 47-30. Baseline drive. Shot up. No good. Weber the rebound. Up and in. Weber with another basket. Off the miss there. That time by Dawson Smith. He's the great eraser and the quick picker-upper. If you miss a shot, he'll pick you up and stick it in. 49-30. Odell, another three, right side, no good, off the mark. Rebounded by Ungren. Long down court heave to Hardick. It's Hardick, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. Blaine Winningham down there. Might have been on him. We'll wait and see. It was on, actually on Jordan Jones. That's his fourth. So Jones checks out, replaced by Nelms in the Indian lineup. And it comes down the lane. A shot up, off glass, and in by Dawson Smith. Dawson Smith with the basket. And it is 51-30. Here's Odell driving down the lane, right side. Aggressive to the glass, and he was fouled on his way to the hoop. He'll have to earn him at the free throw line. Third foul on Luke Ungren up to the topless. Connor Odell at the line for Indian free throws. First one is on its way and good. Odell now with 9 points for the Tribe. Cale Powell into the game for the Indians, replacing Skyler Toole in the Tribe lineup. Now the free throw coming up here for Odell. Free throw on its way, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Dawson Smith of Tuitopolis. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 51-31 T-Town. Weber on the baseline, bumped and fouled from behind by Jarrett Winkles, who also checked into the game at that last stoppage for the Indians. Tuitopolis will inbound underneath their own hoop. And it comes to Weber, right back to Weber from Dawson Smith, and he lays it in again. Weber, another basket. 24 now for Weber, same as the number on his back. 24, now we have a foul charged on the Indians, an offensive foul. And we'll go the other way. It'll be Tuitopolis ball. That foul was on R.J. Nelms for the Indians. Clock stopped as they wipe up some perspiration off the floor with 3:41 to go here in the third quarter. 53-31, T-Town. White-clad wooden shoes will bring it across the timeline. Jordan Hardick, the right side on the wing. Back out front to Evan Addis. Addis, a long jumper from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Weber. Up and in again. And a foul on a chance at a three-point play. Weber continues to pile up the points. 26 now for him. And another foul on the Indians. This one on R.J. Nelms. That's his second foul. Free throw missed. Rebound by Winkles of the Indians. Off to Powell. Kale across the timeline on the right side dribble. Now cross court to Whittingham, top of the key. Blaine looking to work against the big guy inside. Cut off at the free throw line. Now tries to find a guard. There's cutting to the basket is Odell, and he's fouled. And we'll go to the line for Indian free throws. 55-31. Connor Odell back at the free throw line for the Indians. Free throw on its way and off for Odell. Indian basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. Also by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people that you love. Second free throw by Odell is no good. Rebound controlled by Hardick, Mitch Hardick of Tuitopolis. They feed it down low underneath on the baseline. Now back out to Hardick, left side jumper is good. Got a friendly bounce here. Hardick with the basket, and it's 57-31, 2:50 to go here in the third period. Damon Parkman into the game for the Indians. And feeding down low is a shot up and in by Odell. Nice pass from R.J. Nelms to a cutting Connor Odell for the basket. 57-33, T-Town, right side pass on the wing to Mitch Hardick. Down in the high post to Weber, feeds it down low to a cutting Hardick, who lays it up and in. That's Mitch Hardick with the basket. ...59-33... Parkman on the right wing for the Indians, feeding it to R.J. Nelms in the right corner. Now on the right baseline to Parkman, fall away by Damon, up and no good. Rebound controlled by the Wooden Shoes by Mitch Hardick. Now off to Lucas Dries. Now to Mitch Hardick across the timeline. Beats it on the baseline to Weber, right through his hands and out of bounds. And it will be Indian basketball. Odell out, Toole in. Eli Ivers also in the game for the first time here tonight. So no Indian starters in the lineup now for Randy Bishop. 1:47 to go as Toole loses the dribble. And Tiatopoulos comes up with a steal. Across the timeline comes Evan Wormert. Beating it out top to Evan Addis. Addis to the high post to Weber. Weber leaves it off for Lucas Dries, left side. Back out front, now in the right corner to Addis. His jumper on the baseline is up and in. Addis, his first basket. 61-33, a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Tiatopoulos in control here, handily, 61-33. Here's Cale Powell, a long three from the right side. Air ball out of bounds. It'll be T-Town basketball. Minute three to go. And Weber checks out, gets a big hand from the T-Town fans behind the bench. Big night for the big guy. ...61-33, 59 seconds to go, third quarter. In the corner is Evan Addis for Tiatopoulos, top of the key to Dawson Smith. There's a jumper up and in by Tiatopoulos. Another basket by the Wooden Shoes, this time by Addis again. And now we have a foul charged on the Wooden Shoes, blocking foul against Skylar Toole, trying to make his way up floor. Toole looking to inbound, does. Oh, has it stolen away. And a layup up and in by Addis. Addis snuck right in there and took the pass right away and laid it up. 65-33, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Now the ball stripped away from Parkman by Dawson Smith. One-on-one to the hole is hacked and fouled and will go to the line for free throws with 22 and a half seconds to go in the game. Or in the third quarter, I should say. And at the line will be Dawson Smith for Tuitopoulos. His free throw is up and in. Smith's had a good night. He and Weber have been the catalyst for the win here. Parkman checks out, replaced by Logan Williams for the Indians. Free throw up and in. ...61-35... 67-33, 15 seconds to go. Powell out front for the Indians on the dribble. Feeds it now to Winkles. Winkles right wing. Feeds it to the middle. Underneath, or Williams has it blocked away underneath. Blocked away by Lucas Dries. Long heave is off the mark as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of three here at T-Town, it's the Tuitopolis Wooden Shoes 67, Lawrenceville Indians 33. Back with the final period in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Indian basketball brought your way by Amaral Federal Credit Union, by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana, and by Best Way Express. Fourth quarter underway, 67-33 to Tuitopolis. Steve Anderson here. Here's Skylar Toole feeding it to Cale Powell. His long three-pointer is good from the right wing. Powell, his first basket for the Indians, a three. 67-36. Left side pass on the wing to Jordan Hardick. Long jumper from the top of the key off the mark by the Wooden Shoes. Laid up and no good. Now there's Addis up and no good. Haney up, no good. Rebound battle for. Wooden Shoes come away with it again. T-Town's big size in there is too much. Shot missed. There's Haney with a rebound up and in. Big Charlie Haney at 6'7", laying it up and in. His second basket of the night, 69-36. Eli Ivers on the right wing for the Indians, top of the key. Williams now to Powell, underneath to Ivers on the left baseline. Feeds it to Winkles, his jumper top of the key, off the mark. Long rebound run down by Williams. Cross-court skip pass to Ivers. Now down the lane, Powell cut off by a double team. Feeds it to Ivers in the corner, dribbles to the baseline, bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. And we have a continuous clock here in this fourth quarter. With the score 69-36, continuous clock in this tournament. I think that's in all of Illinois high school basketball now, but tournaments have been using it for a long, long time to speed up the conclusion of the game. The Indians inbound. Here's Powell out front. Left side to Winkles. Long three-pointer. He is off the mark. No good. And the ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Wooden Shoes. Rock Daters into the game. Junior, number 42, 6'3", junior. Here's Cale Powell inbounding for the Indians to Winkles in the right corner. Now here's Powell off a screen in the corner. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds it to Winkles in the corner. Left side. Now back out front to Powell. Indians will set up a play. 5:37 to go in the game. Skylar Toole on the dribble. His 12-footer is blocked away by Big Haney and recovered by Asa Hansen, who's into the game for Tuitopolis. 69-36. Another new player into the game is Andrew Simmons for Tuitopolis. There's Haney. Left hook shot. No good. Gets his own rebound up. No good. Rebound back out front to Hansen. Hansen down the lane is called for a travel. Wholesale substitutions for the Indians. Five, all five of the original starters are back in there. Tuitopolis taking their starters out. Getting some more bench players in there. With this game firmly in control, and some of the fans begin to head for the exits. 4:49 to go in the game. 69-36 to Tuitopolis. Here's Odell underneath. Beats it to Nelms. Three-pointer from the right side by RJ. No good. Long rebound. Run down by Daters of Teotopoulos. Across the timeline. On the dribble to the right wing. Back out front. On the wing to Brock Daters. Top of the key. Addis. He almost let it go from there, but throws it left side to Daters. Brock Daters on the dribble. Top of the key. Odell went for the steal. Now Dehaney in the middle. Double team. Feeds it underneath. Ball knocked away and stolen away by Odell. Quickly up forward to Nelms. RJ to the middle. Free throw line. Cut off there. Now Jones, a three-pointer right side. In and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Noah Probst up to Teotopoulos. Now wide open underneath is Brock Daters for Teotopoulos. Daters with the basket. 71-36, 3:45 to go in the game. Looks like the Indians will be playing tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against Chicago Brooks. 3:35 to go. Here's Nelms on the baseline. Try to feed it through to a cutting Winningham, but it's intercepted by Hansen. Now knocked away by Nelms from behind, recovered by Jones of the Indians. Off to Odell, right side on the wing. And then on to Winningham to the hole, lays it up and in. Blaine Winningham with the basket. 4 points for Blaine. 71-38. 3:13 to go here in the game. Teotopoulos, top of the key. Noah Probst on the dribble. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Probst, up and in. Noah Probst with the basket. He gets into the scoring book. 73-38. 2:50 to go in the game. Here's Winningham's free throw line jumper, up and in. Blaine, another basket, six for Blaine on the night. 73-40, Teotopoulos by 33. 2:38 to go in the game. Here's Hansen, a long three, no good. Rebounded by Nelms, he's pushed from behind by Andrew Simmons. With 2:26 and the clock moving to go in the game, we go to the other end for Indian free throws. Another player into the game for Teotopoulos. R.J. Nelms at the line for Indian free throws. His high arcer, no good. Rebound control by Andrew Simmons of Teotopoulos. Minute 55 to go. Nelms almost came away with a steal but stepped out of bounds on the sidelines. T-Town basketball, side court. Minute 44, and the clock moving to go in the game. And it comes in the middle. It's knocked away by Marsh. Zeus with a steal. Comes left side on the wing. Lets a three-pointer go. Got it. Zeus Marsh with a three ball. His third three. And it's 73-43. 30-point lead. Wooden Shoes on the dribble in the corner now is Evan Addis. Back out front, top of the key to Hansen, Asa Hansen, minute 13 to go. Now right side on the wing to Simmons. Simmons cross court to Hansen, goes to the baseline, cut off there, and is called for a travel with a minute to go in the contest. 73-43. Indians going to fall to 5-6 on the year, below the 500 mark. Teotopoulos will improve to 9-2. Make their way to the winner's bracket of this tournament here in Teotopoulos. 40 seconds to go. Blaine Winningham between the circles for the Indians. Right side on the wing to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Feeds it now to Nelms. Nelms deep on the right left wing. 29 seconds to go. Top of the key, Winningham. Now off to Nelms. In the middle now to Winningham, who lays it up. Short. Rebound control by Braden Will into the game for Teotopoulos. 17 seconds to go. 73-43, a 30-point lead. Teotopoulos in the corner. Noah Probst is going to just dribble it out. And the Teotopoulos not even going to attempt to go to the basket here. And the final score, Teotopoulos 73, Lawrenceville 43. Teotopoulos, a winner here in this opening round game of the tournament. And they will play tomorrow at 2 o'clock against Pleasant Plains, while the Indians will be back in action tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Chicago Brooks. Again, the final. Teutopolis 73, Lawrenceville 43. Indian basketball on Light 103 has been brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people, by Sweet Teas and Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville, and by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville's banking center. No better banking. Tough night for the Indians. They lose it by a score of 73 to 43. We're back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at the Health Department in Lawrence County. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Back here at Tuitopolis, Steve Anderson with Indian Basketball on Light 103. The Indians lose here in this first round game of the Effingham Tuitopolis Holiday Tournament to host Tuitopolis by a score of 73-43. Tuitopolis took control of this game early. Their size just too much for the Indians. Big Clint Weber inside had 26 points in this contest. Unofficially, 14 for Dawson Smith, 11 for Mitch Hardick. By the way, this is the Hoke's Hair Studio post-game report. Again, Tuitopolis over the Indians, 73-43. As I just mentioned, three in double digits for Tuitopolis. The big guy inside, Weber, with 26 unofficially, 14 for Dawson Smith and Hardick. Mitch Hardick with 11 points. For the Indians, only two in double digits. Zeus Marsh had 15 points, and Connor O'Dell had 11 points, joined by Indian assistant coach Blaze Kimmel, as the Indians lose here tonight by a score of 73-43. Blaze, you guys knew coming in, going to be tough with the size that Tuitopolis has, and boy, the big Weber kid, you just could not defend him.
Yep. Yeah, both those big kids we knew coming in were their big guys. We knew they handled the ball a lot. They gave it to those two guys to make a lot of moves. We just didn't come really mentally prepared tonight. I think as soon as we walked into the gym, this is the Lawrenceville kids' first time playing in a T-Town gym in a long time, I feel like. And I think this atmosphere, they just didn't come ready. The zone didn't do as well as we thought we did. A lot of us fell asleep at that, and he took advantage. 26 points at probably three quarters of play is just pretty unreal for a big kid.
Yeah, and you guys, you kind of got a little gun-shy there. I mean, you had some shots on the baseline, but you kept waiting for the big kid maybe to come out, and that took away a lot of your aggressiveness, which is what you got to have. You got to have, if you got a good shot, you got to take it no matter what where that kid is.
That's what we told him at halftime. We said, you guys are playing afraid of him. We were running an offense specifically to drive it to the hole and pick up a few fouls because we were just handing it off around the wing because we could tell that they're just really afraid of him. We said, you guys got to attack him or they're just going to drill you. And we got a lot of work to do, as we can all see, but these kids do play hard. We just got to not back down to bigger teams to show that we can hang with anybody.
Zeus with 15 points for you, but he's been struggling with a bad back.
Yep, his back injury again before the game. He said it's hurting him, just like we're struggling with injuries. Wager hurt his foot, but Zeus, we told him at halftime that good players get through it, and he wanted to play through it. He told him, Bishop, in the second half, I want to play through it. I'm going to get better. I will. He came out a little bit more aggressive that second half, but sadly, being down that much, the T-Town guys just took advantage of us.
And, of course, as you mentioned, touched on Noah Wager out. That really takes a big weapon from you, both scoring-wise and length-wise.
Yeah, his length, really, we really missed that tonight, rebounding. Even on our starters went in there, probably gets their second string, and mostly a little bit of their third string, still killed us on the boards. And Wager gets in there, and he has an act for finding the ball. We didn't do a lot of good things now. We did a lot of regression-type things to put us below 500 again.
Well, a short turnaround for you. Back here tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Chicago Brooks.
Yep.
What about them? Did you see any of them?
We came here. We watched them from our hotel. We said we want to get here and see who we might play. They're quick. They push up the floor just like T-Town did. We're going to try taking advantage. We don't think they're that good of a shooting team that they like to really drive in. We're going to try taking advantage that they try forcing a lot of shots. And hopefully tonight these guys can reflect on this game and see how much more aggressive, like Bishop said at halftime, we got to come out and play now. They've seen what type of talent's here. This is a tough tournament. And we think tomorrow we can come out and beat that Chicago Brooks team. I think we can get them.
All right. That's Blaze Kimmel, assistant Indian coach. Indians lose here 73-43. Back with the player of the game in just a moment. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Thank you. At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bildops and Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bildops and Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com. you'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report, Steve Anderson. Indians lose here to Tuitopolis, 73-43, fall to 5-6 on the year. Again, unofficially, Indians led by Zeus Marsh with 15 points. And Connor O'Dell had 11. They were the only two Indians in double digits here tonight. And our Bill Dobson, four tough player of the game, Zeus Marsh. Zeus able to battle in there with a bad back and all, had 15 points. Indians had to rest him there because of the bad back, which stiffened up on him. He had 3 three-pointers in the game and 15, so Zeus Marsh is our Bill Dobson Ford tough player of the game. Well, too much T-Town, too much Weber inside. 26 for the big guy, and he led the charge for the Wooden Shoes, who have advanced in their tournament to action tomorrow. Indians, as we mentioned before, will be back here tomorrow at 11 o'clock. They'll take on Chicago Brooks. Chicago Brooks lost 44-41 to Pleasant Plains in the game preceding this. So that's our next broadcast tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Indians and Chicago Brooks here from the consolation bracket now of the Effingham to Tuitopolis Boys Basketball Christmas Tournament. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios for his good work. That's been Bill Strode. Bill Richardson's absent. And we hope to see him sometime this weekend, either tomorrow or Saturday. Wish we had better news for you, but the Indians just could not have an answer for Clint Weber inside, as he was too much and scored 26, the 6'7 player, and led them to a 73-43 win. So for Bill back at the studios, for Bill Richardson, who is absent tonight, I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from Effingham County.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Vincennes.